This is Thomas B. Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Join with us today in a study of the sacred scriptures. The Bible is the Word of God. There is no one who can overthrow it. What it teaches is true, and we can learn it. Our blessed Lord said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8, verse 32. We have been pointing out that it is necessary for one to be baptized with the one baptism as taught in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, and that one can know that he's been baptized with that baptism. You don't have to just guess at it. You can do this by knowing what the Bible teaches and knowing that you have done it. The Bible teaches that the one baptism involves the right element, which is water, the right way or the right means, that is, by immersion, and the right purpose, that is, unto the remission of sins, or in order to be saved. So if one is baptized in any element other than water, he hasn't been baptized with the one baptism. Or if he's been baptized in water, or something he called baptism, but it was not by immersion, if, for example, it was by sprinkling or pouring, then he has not been baptized in the name of Christ and is therefore not saved. Or if he has been baptized in water, immersed in water, but for the wrong purpose, then he has not been baptized in the name of Christ, and therefore has not been baptized with the one baptism, and therefore is not saved. It is clear in the light of the passage we've studied in Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38, Acts chapter 22, verse 16, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, John chapter 3, verse 5, and Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, that if one is not baptized with the one baptism, then, number one, he is not in Christ where salvation is, and therefore he's not saved. Secondly, he's not a son of God, and therefore he's still a son of the devil. Third, he has not put on Christ, he's not clothed himself with Christ, and therefore he's still clothed with the filthy rags of his own sin. And fourth, he has not been born again, he is not a child of God in the family of God. And fifth, he is not saved. All of these things are made clear in the Scriptures. But someone may object by saying, "But that's water salvation." This is a thing that we often hear, as if we as members of the churches of Christ teach that one is saved by water, that is, that water is man's Savior. Of course, this is false. We are not saved by water. We are saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, by the power of His blood. But we're not saved by the blood of Christ. We're not saved by the grace of God until our faith leads us to obey the Lord in submitting to what He has commanded us to do, that is, by being immersed in water unto the remission of sins. Consider carefully the illustrations that we find in the Old Testament in the case of Jericho. The Lord told the Israelites to march around the city once each day for 6 days, and then on the seventh day, to march around 7 times, then to blow on the ram's horn and shout, and then the walls would fall. Prior to that, he had told them, "I have given unto thy hand Jericho," Joshua chapter 6 and verse 2. But now notice carefully the New Testament commentary on that in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been compassed about 7 days. Now, my friends, were they given the city of Jericho? Yes, they were. It was God's power that caused the walls to fall and enabled the Israelites to capture the city. It was not done then by their works. Now, some people say that if you have to be baptized to be saved, that means you're working and earning your own salvation, that you have absolutely nothing you can do in order to be saved. But the Bible makes clear that it's the one that does the will of God that's saved. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, from the lips of our blessed Lord Himself. And so you see that one is saved by the grace of God when his faith leads him to be baptized in obedience to Christ for the remission of his sins. Well, our time is gone again. We're glad you've been with us. Hope you'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.